Are we getting, I mean, obviously the numbers are going up as far as enrollment's concerned. Are you getting more people who are getting those parking hangars first semester than in years past?
Yeah, we are. You know, enrollment's been inching up. It hasn't been any giant leaps, but we see a corresponding increase in parking. We have capacity on West Campus to be able to handle all the projected enrollments for the next few years.
And, of course, one of the things you look at, and you part of the area that you oversee, are the buses. Obviously, you'd much prefer the kiddos are on these buses as opposed to bringing their individual vehicles to campus.
Well, actually, it's a balance, you know, because we have a parking system and a huge transportation system. This transportation system's bigger than a lot of small, medium-sized towns have, or cities even. So about a little bit more than half of the students have parking passes, and then the rest of them ride transit, 5.5 million.
Wow.
It's not rides per year. It's not necessarily for everybody. It's not a taxi service, it's a fixed route service, so you have to live near those routes, and sometimes there's a convenience factor and things like that people have to balance, so we'd like to have both options.
Now, and based on that, since obviously we've seen it slowed a little, but we're still seeing growth that's student-oriented, what are the determining factors for you to add or change a bus route?
Well, right now, budget has a lot to do with it. We have a lot of fiscal restraints, population density. The easiest thing for us to do is on an existing route, if a new apartment complex pops up, to be able to make an additional stop. That's the easiest thing for us to do. It's very difficult for us now to go out and seek new routes. It'll probably be a few years before we do that.
Sure. Now, do you go up into Bryan much?
All the way to Blinn.
Oh, do you? Okay. So that's obviously an important part. Peter Lang, who's the head of transportation services. What else? That's buses, that's parking. What else is under your purview?
We manage the whole fleet for the university, too. We have mechanics and shops and 600 to 800 vehicles that we work on every day.
Wow. Well, this many kids and this many events are going on campus. What's new and different this year?
I've got a couple changes on game day parking. The biggest one is Spence Street, which runs between... Houston Street, which runs between Spence Park and the stadium, mm-hmm. Has for a number of years closed 3.5 hours pregame, just to local traffic that's parking in that 12th man C lot. Houston Street's going to remain closed during the game, and then it'll open an hour or so after the game or when traffic clears. We had issues with the egress cars parking on both sides of Houston Street that we need to stop in order to let traffic flow outbound after the game. So Houston Street will be closed 3.5 hours pregame until an hour or so postgame.
Pick up and drop off the same as it's been in years past for games?
It'll be different there on Houston Street. The pregame prior to 3.5 hours, folks who come in on Houston Street, they can drop off 15 minutes or so. But during the game, they're going to have to come over on the Throckmorton Street side, and there'll be 15-minute parking there if they want to pick up or drop off.
Okay. Then if they want to do a situation where they come to the game, you have a shuttle service as well?
Yeah, we have a number of great options on game days. Again, from paid parking on campus with shuttle service and lots that you could walk from, to the Get to the Grid service, which runs from Post Oak Mall, which is a free shuttle. It runs pregame and postgame, about 3 hours pregame, an hour postgame, and it runs during the whole game. So if folks want to come out and just see the core step off or something like that, park at the mall, ride over, the core step off, and could ride back to the mall. It doesn't cost anything, so it's a neat service as well.
Sure, certainly. How many buses you have going during that when it's Get to the Grid time?
We run just on Get to the Grid. There's about 20 buses running there, and then we have another 20 or so that are running some game day routes that mirror some of our regular routes that run during the week that just run on the game day.
Right. And obviously they're air-conditioned and very comfortable, and it's just very, very convenient for folks to be able to do that. Got a lot of information, I'm sure, on your website so that people can pick up any questions that they might have.
Absolutely. transport.tamu.edu.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning, and congratulations on the job.
Thank you.
All right, Peter Lang is the director of the Transportation Services at Texas A&M. It's 820.